You know, I love to talk about recovery in all of its states and phases. And there's an event going on this weekend about North Bay Fire Recovery. And at the helm of it is John Frain from Business Solutions. John, good to have you here.
Good morning. It's actually Building Solutions.
Building. What did I say?
Business.
Business. Okay. It's Building Solutions. Forgive me for that.
No worries.
Building Solutions. Tell us what Building Solutions is.
Well, we're a design build firm out of San Rafael, which means we do all the architectural work and the engineering, the entitlement, all the permitting stuff.
And I'm of course, quite surprised. Time to come in and sit and talk with us,
it's
frankly,
a busy
John.
Busy time for us, for sure.
Because the architecture and engineering parts of the rebuilding equation, as I understand it from everybody in the know, is that you are among this stage of the recovery plan.
We're about to be. I think what you can say is that, at some point, are we just going to have to stop answering the phones? Maybe.
You're not there yet.
We're not there yet, but it's like we're kind of seeing the writing on the wall and saying, it could happen pretty quick, yeah.
So a little bit of commuting back and forth between Marin and Sonoma County, I would imagine.
Yeah, but not so bad. It's the opposite commute, for us. And so
Thank goodness for that.
The ride up here this morning is about 40 minutes, so yeah, not a big deal.
And so what does an initial conversation sound like, John, between you and somebody who suffered the ultimate loss, the physical loss in the fires, the loss of their homes? What is that initial conversation like?
Yeah, I usually start by saying I'm so sorry for your loss because I know people have gone through a terrible time in their life and so I just try to have compassion for that. Beyond that, I think everyone is in a different situation based on what kind of, essentially what kind of insurance coverage they have. Were they adequately insured or underinsured?
It's about the biggest, reference point for people at this stage of the game.
So one of the things that we do is help people, we can help people maximize their award from the insurance companies. Turns out they're set up to make that hard, it turns out, as you can imagine.
Well, it must be challenging for somebody that does what you do in terms of architectural and the engineering part of it, because in a lot of cases, as you're just mentioning, folks have to reimagine the homes that they had based on what the insurance company is going to do for them.
That's a lot true. And even in some cases where a lot of people are saying, we just want our home back, which is entirely understandable.
Yeah.
And we say, but you probably would love to have that wall not there. In the dining room,
Yeah, I can imagine that. If I was to I was one of the fortunate ones whose home was saved. But there are probably some nooks and crannies that if I were to reinvent it, I would do without.
Yeah.
I guess everybody's like that.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I think that's one of the things is that, if there's an opportunity to have that bathroom that you've always wanted without, a little bit bigger and a bigger closet or whatever. I think the other thing for us is we get a lot of questions. Can I reuse my old foundation?
And most of those are gone.
Yeah. And generally speaking, the answer is no. And so if it was just built last year, can you reuse it? Well, yeah, probably. If it wasn't damaged in the fire too badly. If it was built in 1946, can you reuse it? No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's, we know before, by now, because this has been a months-long education for all of us.
Yeah.
But everything that burned seeped into your foundation. That's just the way that it works in most cases.
And foundations can also get damaged from just the heat.
Yeah. Everything melted.
I was talking to one engineer and he said, if the aluminum frames have melted of the windows, right? Mm-hmm. If you had aluminum frame windows and those aluminum frames have melted, it's likely that your foundation had exceeded the heat point at which it starts to crack and fail.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
And I know that's part of,
I'm not sure how true that is. Let me just say that. But in a detailed inspection would serve in any case.
And one of the situations that occurs pretty commonly now, John, is that once the foundations are gone, which most of them are, and the Army Corps of Engineers is taking care of that, and then there's this scooping process of the soil underneath the foundation.
Yeah.
And the depth of that scooping process, how deep the footprint then becomes, is, something that homeowners are very concerned about in terms of the rebuilding process. Okay, well, if there were 6 inches of soil gone, you know, that part of it wouldn't cost us that much to redo. But when you're talking about a foot or two, or in some cases more, what kind of an engineering issue is that?
Well, first thing is you want to get down to undisturbed soil. That is soil that has not moved in a million years. That's important because that's what, so a lot of times in removing the foundation, it really fluffs up the soil.
And I imagine.
That's, you got to get rid of that. And so getting down to that is important. You know, getting down to undisturbed soil from a structural standpoint is important. And of course, we want to get rid of all the toxic, particulates and chemicals that might be in the soil.
Thing one on the priority list, that for sure.
Yeah.
So talk about this event over the weekend. You know, it's, and tell John, because as you can imagine, there have been seminars and workshops and all right. kinds of things covering lots of different areas. So, but tell us about yours on Saturday.
Sure. You know, I think when we first got together, it was like a week after the fire, and we had a staff meeting. We said, you know, what can we do? You know, how do we respond? And at one point we said, maybe we'll just stay home and be the guys that answer the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which that would be enough on some level.
Yeah. Well, you know, but no, and I think in the end, what we settled on was not a presentation because we really didn't know at that point. It was like, it's kind of the Wild West a bit. Like, what are people really going to need? And so we said, let's just show up with a bunch of experts that just answer questions. Let people tell us what they need.
Answering questions is a very imperative part of this process for everybody.
And so that you know, made it easy from a production standpoint, obviously, but I think it also speaks to the heart of service, and what we really wanted to do is show up and just see how we could help, basically.
We like to talk about the heart of businesses, John.
Yes.
It's one of our favorite things to do
oh,
here.
Good.
Okay, so business solutions, and so you're going to bring, gosh, forgive me.
That's okay.
It's building solutions, because that's what we're talking about, building. And so building solutions, experts in engineering and architecture?
Yeah, as well as finance people, there are many financing options and different ways to finance your project, depending on.
I hope they're creative, John.
Yeah, they are. and real estate, we have someone also from real estate and entitlement. And so, you know, the real estate people are really kind of answering questions about, or there to answer questions about, you know, should people just sit and do nothing? That's certainly an option, you know, and wait for the rest of the neighborhood to build and then sell the lot, you know, in 5 years from now after all this has been rebuilt.
I imagine some people will do that.
Some people absolutely do that. And it really depends on people's life circumstances. That's true. But also, more importantly, depends on, you know, the funds they have available. And that often is dependent on what kinds of insurance that they were able to. So, you know, we're really getting into, you know, these questions were paramount, you know, financing questions and what to do, life questions.
And what to do right away.
Yeah. And what was the next, what is the next 10 years of my life going to look like?
Yeah.
You know, should I rebuild? Should I not? And so I think these were the salient questions. And I think at this point, you know, March and April, we're into those decisions have, you know, mostly been made, although not always, but people are kind of, or they're moving forward, or they're selling, or they're moving forward with, you know, with design and construction.
And there are a lot of big ones out there still. We know that for sure. And especially for the people who've already decided to stay and have decided to rebuild. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those folks, which the vast majority of people, we'll see what those numbers actually are somewhere further down the line.
Yeah,
but we know
yeah.
that a lot of people want to rebuild.
Well, I think everyone would love to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, with, you know, most people.
With some exceptions. Right? It depends on your age, I think.
Yeah. Well, there's
you
that.
Know, like you said, how you want to spend the next 5 or 10 years of your life.
Right.
Tell us the where and the when of this event and this seminar this Saturday.
It's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and I wish I had it in front of me. I think you do.
Oh, I bet I
would
do.
Would you mind reading that there?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Thank you.
It's at 353 College Avenue in Santa Rosa on at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, 10 a.m., 353 College Avenue in Santa Rosa, and North Bay Fire Recovery with the help of Building Solutions. John,
yes, thank
thanks so
you.
Much for being here.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate anything that helps our community.
Fred, good. Yeah. Happy to help.
And back to the phones. Okay. Answering the phones. Thanks, John. That is John Frayne, owner of Building Solutions.